The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O Most Merciful of the Merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about the benefits of fasting.
الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا
Today, Wednesday, is the 4th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of the month of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we bless this moment by recitation of chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 1 to 6. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Ar-Rahman,
the most merciful.
'Allama al-Qur'an,
taught the Quran.
Khalaqal insan,
created man.
'Allamahu al-bayan,
and taught him eloquence.
الشمس والقمر بحسبان.
The sun and the moon move by precise calculation.
والنجم والشجر يسجدان.
And the stars and trees prostrate.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The existence of the sun is one of the greatest divine blessings bestowed upon man, since life would be unimaginable in the solar system without the light and heat of the sun. Any motion on the earth springs from the solar light and heat. Growth of plants and production of provision, precipitation and blowing of winds are all thanks to this divine blessing. The moon, in its turn, plays a key role in human life. It is the light of his dark nights. Its gravity is the source of ebb and flow in oceans, resulting in life in seas and watering of rivers flowing onto seas. Besides the fixed course of the twain circulations, that of the moon around the earth and that of the earth around the sun results in the orderly emergence of nights and days.
أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
On the continuation of today's special, we go straight to our topic, that is the benefits of fasting. Yes, fasting is an obligation in Islam, not an option, but it is one of the five pillars on which Islam is built. The benefits of fasting are manifold. Fasting has personal, social, hygienic, and best of all, spiritual benefits. Hisham ibn Hakam asked Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, about the reasons because of which fasting has been made obligatory. The Imam replied, "Verily, Allah made fasting obligatory in order to equalize between the poor and the rich. Surely the rich would not otherwise feel the pain of hunger, to be kind to the poor, for the rich will reach anything they wish. Thus the Almighty Allah will to equalize between his servants and to give a taste of the pain of hunger to the rich, so that he becomes more lenient to the weak people and be more merciful towards the hungry ones." Although fasting has some social benefits, this is not the main purpose of fasting. Thus, fasting is obligatory both on the poor and the rich. The main purpose of fasting is to gain self-restraint.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the raison d'etre and the philosophy and benefits of fasting. We find that, fasting, apparently finds expression in not eating or drinking, it has several personal and social benefits. Personal benefits because, everybody who observes fasting receives a more inclination to be attentive to the religious piety and religious jobs, such as, for example, performing Salat on time or reciting the Holy Quran and so on. At the same time, we find that there are some psychological and physical and social benefits available out of mandatory fasting. In the month of Ramadan, we find that, quite a considerably less number of crimes take place. This is because, according to a piece of research, in other times of the year, in other, months of the year, we find that people are under the influence of hunger or thirst, or, for example, under the influence of excessive eating or excessive drinking, and under the influence of the carnal desires and so on. However, those people who observe religious fasting throughout the month of Ramadan are less subject to receiving these temptations, satanic temptations. At the same time, we find that those people who endure thirst and hunger, they consider, they are more subject to experiencing and considering the thirst and the hunger of those people who are starving with, famine or, for example, other natural disasters, or they are going to be, in this case, they are going to be on a par with those people who don't have enough money to provide themselves with adequate food and drinkings. We find that in fasting throughout, in daytime, right from the moment we start fasting and we are abandoned to, we are prohibited from, eating, drinking, and doing certain jobs, we find that we are going to sense the hardships other people endure. And because of this, it makes us consider and experience the real situations other people experience throughout the year in other months. Thank you.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ya nafhat al-Rahman. رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Now we reach to unique characteristics of fasting. One of the characteristics of fasting is worshiping Allah without any action. Take the example of daily prayers. It is the combination of some recitation of the Holy Quran, some dhikr in different postures. The same applies to Hajj, Zakat, and etc. Fasting is the only of worshipping that consists of some non-doings. Fasting is avoidance of drinking and eating, the sincerest worshipping. That is the other characteristics of fasting. The best worshipping is the most secret of all. All other types of worshipping are prone to show off. Salat is meant to be offered in a group and hence can be easily void. Pilgrimage to Hajj is even more prone to showing off. Fasting, however, is the only worshipping of Allah that none other than Allah would really know if you are fasting. You are with today's special on IRIB English Radio. And now, on the continuation of this program, we'll look at the rewards of fasting. Fasting is one of the most sincere worshipping of Allah, and hence its rewards are numerous. It is narrated from the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his family. The Almighty Allah says, "For every good deed, there are 10 to 700 times rewards, save fasting. For fasting is for me, and I am the reward of it." Surely, what else would a faster wish for after having Allah as his reward? And what would he have should be deprived of the presence of Allah? It is to this effect that Messenger of Allah reported to have said, "Only if you know what you may gain in the month of Ramadan, you would have remembered Allah much thankfully."
This year, you have a new opportunity to make yourself a better person than you were last year. This year, a new door is open, a fresh page is open for you, during the month of Ramadan especially. The month of Ramadan is a month of self-purification, a month of self-improvement. We do that with our body. You know, when you don't eat, this is good for the body sometimes. Sometimes you need to give your stomach a break. So it's good. Although I know some people, they give their stomach a break during the day, but at night they take revenge on their stomach and they go and they start eating everything else that I know they were craving throughout the whole day. So the month of Ramadan, it's good for the bodies. Sumu tasahhu, this is the hadith. Fast and you will become healthy. And second, and perhaps most importantly, is that during the month of Ramadan, this is the time to purify our souls. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are two surahs that we recite on the day of Eid, Surah Al-A'la and Surah Al-Shams. And both of these surahs, they talk about تَسْكِيَةُ النَّفْس, self-purification. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى in one, and the other one, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The ones who are successful during the month of Ramadan are the ones who have purified their souls. The ones who have purified their hearts and their souls. The ones who have taken away all of the hate, any grudges in their heart. That is the form, that is the way of self-purification. And we do that throughout the month of Ramadan.
Inshallah, we continue and we speak more about this topic that is about the month of Allah. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
Ramadan, Ramadan, والغفران ومجالسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن
Food for thought.
Salam, and let us ponder on what the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, has quoted from his cousin, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, on the rules of fasting. Whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan out of faith and seeking Allah's pleasure and guards his ears, eyes, and tongue from harming people, Allah will accept his fasting and forgive his past sins.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
ما
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding supplication and dua. Specifically, in this tradition and in this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam speaks about not regarding one's own request and prayer as being too much. Right? In other words, when we ask God for something, even if it's something that we consider to be a lot, we shouldn't consider this as being too much. The reason for this is simple, because God Almighty is omnipotent, He's omniscient, and He has the power to grant any request that we ask from Him, right? And by granting it, nothing would be lost. He would not lose anything. His kingdom would not be diminished in any way whatsoever. And it's important for us to remember this. We're in the holy month of Ramadan. This is the month of supplications. This is the month of dua. And, our prayers are more quickly answered than in other months. So keeping this in mind, when we ask from Allah, we should ask as much as we want, anything that we want, and we should not consider it to be too much and for it to be something that God does not have the ability to fulfill. Now let's look at this tradition from the Holy Prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Allah revealed unto one of his prophets. Allah revealed the following to one of his prophets. In this hadith, the name of the prophet is not mentioned. In any case, Allah said the following to this prophet. If the people of the seven heavens and worlds were all to request me, and I was to give each one of them their request, it would not decrease in my sovereignty even the size of the wing of an insect. Meaning, if everybody, all of the inhabitants of the heavens, meaning the spiritual world and the earth, meaning this material and, physical world, all of these people, all of these beings, everybody were to ask me whatever they wanted, and I gave it to them, my kingdom would not decrease, my bounties would not decrease, I would not lose anything by granting them that request. In continuation, God says, and how can my sovereignty decrease? And I am its owner. In the sense that when God grants us a blessing, He doesn't lose anything because it still remains in His grasp, in His power, right? It still remains in His possession, right? Almost like He's handing it over for us to use and borrow, right? And ultimately, He will take it back without any, without trying to compare God to somebody who loans something to somebody. But if we wanted to understand it in simple terms, we could understand it in this way. In a similar tradition, Imam Baqir alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, do not regard anything that you seek from Allah as too much, for verily what is with Allah is much greater than you could comprehend. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at supplication and not regarding one's request as being too much in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا
أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam. Oh yeah, respected brothers here and all the respected brothers and sisters all over the world who are hearing us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Sevier Networks, and especially the students of Sevier International School Network. Alhamdulillah, we are back with the series of Quranic sessions, and I really welcome you all, especially our friends, Minhal Hussein Nasir, Muhammad Yahya, Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari, and Mahdi Chasib Abdul Karim Al Husseina, right? Yes?
No.
And of course, I am Habibullah Fasihi Zadat. So, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. Let's go on and continue reciting Surah Al Baqarah. We are on verse 7. Minhal Hussein recited this verse.
Wait, no,
and
no.
This ayah, so page 3, right?
Yes.
Page 3. So, let's see. Khatam Allah, I told you that kha, no. Not all sound, do not stretch it. Just a little.
Kha.
Khatam Allah. Because it has a sound. Look, it has with fatha, not with alif maddi. If it is with alif maddi, you say kha, stretching sound. So how do you say? خاتم الله. And the word Allah, I told you many times.
Yeah, it should be heavy.
Yeah. Look, when do you pronounce it heavily, Mahdi? When you have fatha or dhamma before the word Allah. خاتم. So the last letter before the word Allah is meem, and it has what harakat?
Fatha. If it has fatha and dhamma, it will dhamma,
be. Yes. The word Allah is pronounced heavily, right, Mahdi?
Yes.
But if there is kasra before the word Allah, lightly, you pronounce it lightly, like a sound.
Like billah.
Bismillah. Do not say bismillah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A'udhu billah. Not billah, no. But if it has fatha before it, Allah. قُلْ هُوَ
قُلْ
هُوَ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. Right?
لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ.
Don't forget
it. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ.
And one more thing. من هل سين؟ Say ha.
Ha.
No. Ha.
Ha. He's telling you to
breathe
say
out.
Ha.
Breathe out. Ha.
Ha.
Ha. And now, like, use your, the bottom, the top part of your throat. Ha.
Ha.
Ha. You say sam'ihim, the word sam'ihim.
Sam'ihim.
Him. This is ha sound, not ha sound. This is like min hal Hussein, okay? Not min hal Hussein. So, look, the sound that you make, sam'ihim, you say. No sam'ihim, okay? Ha, soft one.
Sam'ihim.
No, soft one.
Sam'ihim. Sam'ihim.
Him.
Him.
Do not use the bottom of your throat, the top part of your throat. Yeah, sam'i. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِهِمْ Allah. Ha. The sound Allah you have. قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Right? So whose turn is it?
Yeah,
Muhammad Yahya.
Yeah.
Muhammad Yahya.
Ja'far. Muhammad.
Okay. Muhammad Yahya. Read the next ayah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Louder.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
No. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Uh-huh. Great. Alif, Alif, Hamzatul Wasl is there. Okay.
ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين.
أحسن. So you made a pun that وباليوم الآخر.
Yes.
So, look, there is no sign to make a pause, okay? There's inshallah, we'll study this.
No need to make a pause. Just
but if you make a pause, short. You have to start it again from the previous word. وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. That's correct for now, okay? Because we have not studied them. So, whose turn is it?
Me.
That was correct. And there was no mistake, mashallah. Okay? Mahdi?
Hanged.
Still loading? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil haraj. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. You identify the word, the letters, and the harakat.
Yeah.
That's easy.
And I don't know the second one because it's...
Yeah, it's not... Yeah, it's you, right? You.
You.
Kho.
You. Khad.
Whenever you see this shape, Mahdi, whenever you say this shape, okay? The second letter is Jim Haha, the second letter. No. There is a dagger alif.
Awesome.
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون وما يخدعون إلا
مهدي great وما يخدعون
وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم
okay
وما يشعرون
يشعرون
which means feeling
yeah great
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ
Right?
Yes, sir, it's your turn.
Any difficulty here?
Sir, it's your turn. Yes, your turn.
Yeah, it's my turn. So if any ayah you had mistakes, you couldn't read any word, okay? So tell me, I will explain it.
فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ
So you have memorized it.
فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ
Everything correct.
Correct?
Yeah.
Was there any mistake?
No.
Oh, okay.
There was one mistake. You didn't look at your Quran.
That was... Yeah. Reading of the Quran, we have to look at the Quran. Yes, we're reading from the Quran.
Yeah.
So, I was reading from the Quran in my mind. Okay, whose turn is it?
This is Minhal's.
Minhal. Okay, go on. It's not say Minhal, okay? Not Minhal. Ha, say Ha, not Ha.
Mihal is okay. Not Mihal.
Look, Minhal is saying there are two mistakes, okay? You're replacing two things. One, Ha with Ha and Hamza with Ayn. These two are, you're just replacing them, okay? You're just getting them wrong. So be careful about that. Go on.
What is
and also, that? And also, dhal with ze.
Dhal.
Yeah, dhal.
He's replacing dhal, yeah. He makes it a ze, and the ze, he makes it a dhal. For some reason.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَهُمْ
Yes, keep reading.
لَهُمْ
Yes, keep reading.
لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا وَفِيلْ
فِيلْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا So when you read do not read the waw again then.
لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِيلْ فِيلْ أَرْزِ فِيلْ أَرْزِ
Arzi, is it Z?
Ardi.
Ardi.
Ardi. Ardi. Qalu innama innama nahnu muslihun.
Muslihun?
Muslihun.
Muslihun.
Muslihun. Okay. Muhammad, you hear read the same ayah?
The same?
Read the same ayah once.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ
محمد محدي read the same ayah
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ
لَا تُفْسِدُوا So waw is with تُفْسِدُوا Okay? Not another a separate word, okay? تُفْسِدُوا وَفِي الْأَرْضِ No. تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ Alright, Mahdi?
Then what is the dhamma there for?
What?
Where is there a dhamma?
The lam where? Which lam?
Dhamma. The tiny waw.
That's... This one is like a... Waw maddi.
La tufsidu. That's oo sound.
Yes.
Stretching the sound. Waw maddi. Okay? It's not a letter. That's oo sound.
Then.
So. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ Right?
Yes.
It's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
I did and he did.
No. You were reading the same ayah, the new ayah.
No, you were reading the same ayah. Come on.
So go on.
Baby.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ
You're supposed to read the next ayah. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ
Yeah, here. Sir, we read this.
No, we didn't.
Ala innahum no. 12 starts from va'idha qila lahum.
No, it starts with ala innahum.
Ala innahum is from 11.
Allah innahum.
Look. Muslihun, the ayah finished. Look. Innama nahnu muslihun, ayah finished.
Yeah.
So the next ayah starts with ala innahum.
This is small one, I think.
Do you need my glasses? Huh?
He needs new glasses. Those glasses cannot make him see.
أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ
MashaAllah. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Mahdi. Again, the same ayah. It is like the same ayah. Look. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ الناس قَالُوا
Quickly identify the letters and the harakat and
قَالُوا
أحسن أَنُو مِ
نُو أَنُؤْمِنُ
that's correct
أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا مَنْ
ال No, كَمَا
آمَنَ
آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ inshallah, after taking a break, after reciting the salawat, okay, we will be back with our brothers and sisters, okay? So, thanks to IRB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network, students, and the teacher. Thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat, take a break, and we'll be back, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أو لعلك فقدتني من مجالس العلماء فخذلتني أو لعلك رأيتني في الغافلين فمن رحمتك آيستني أو لعلك رأيتني آلف مجالس البطالين فبيني وبينهم خليتني أو لعلك لم تحب أن تسمع دعائي فباعدتني أو لعلك بجرمي وجريرتي كافيتني أو لعلك بقلة حيائي منك جازيتني.
In this part of Dua Abu Hamza Thumali, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, لَعَلَّكَ فَقَدْتَنِي مِنْ مَجَالِسِ الْعُلَمَاءِ فَخَذَلْتَنِي. Perhaps I stopped visiting the gatherings of the scholars, so you forsook me. أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ رَأَيْتَنِي فِي الْغَافِلِينَ فَمِنْ رَحْمَتِكَ آيَسْتَنِي. Or perhaps I sat in the company of the forgetful careless, so you withdrew your mercy. We said that Imam alayhi salam is talking about the reasons behind our failures, the consequences of our actions, and the fact that our past actions can contribute to the emergence and somehow deprivation of us from the opportunities of worshiping. And the fact that we must understand is that if we want to succeed in sincere supplication and servitude, we must provide the preliminaries beforehand, because we cannot find the desired state in our supplications and in our prayers without preconditioning our hearts. The heart has the role of giving out guidance that receives from Allah, and it gives out the guidance. Our heart and our qalb, its action is similar to the twofold function of the physical heart, which pumps the blood in and out. Our soul is also the same. It has twofold action. And committing sins deprive the man of the sweetness of remembrance because they invert the heart.
Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
The Ocean of Dua by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Volitional actions done by man in this world have two outcomes. One outcome manifests itself in this world, and the other outcome will surface in the next world. The mundane outcome of good actions done by a person is the opportunity to perform more good deeds. Conversely, the repercussion of the wicked acts and actions being committed leads to the deprivation of the opportunity to do good deeds. Sometimes they even cause stronger inclination to committing more sins. That is why Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is saying that we must avoid doing wicked actions. When you learn that there are these kinds of relationships happening each and every day in our lives, we can pay attention to these consequences, and paying attention to these prompts us to be watchful of our actions and always be wary of God. This is what we call taqwa and piety. Not to eat prohibited food, not to talk about anything without preconditioning of our heart and our tongue, without thinking, not to do everything thoughtlessly. In fact, we must always take the pleasure of God into consideration. This is the true meaning of servitude. You are the servant. You are to do as your God tells you to do. You are to prohibit as your God tells you to prohibit, and you do not have to question Him in this regard. Why do I have to eat this? Only because my Lord has told me to do so. Not because it has these kinds of benefits. It might also be acceptable to do our deeds, to bring our deeds to the presence of the Lord to be accepted, if we have this kind of intention in our minds. But the true meaning of servitude is to do them, to do good deeds and prohibit the wicked actions only because He had said so. That is why not everyone is admitted to an intimate meeting. There are many Muslims who do not have this opportunity to have intimacy with God. Only those who are truly wary of their actions, only those who are truly wary of their behaviors and interactions with others, and always remembering God, those are the ones that are admitted to an intimate meeting with God. Those are the ones whose hearts have not been inverted, and they have kept themselves away from the things Allah has prohibited. This is what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us by this beautiful supplication. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parsetoday.com/en.